Morning, Rex. Longtime chicken farmer Jim Billy from Wyandotte County. You know what makes a chicken farmer queasy? Realizing my chickens organized better than my last family reunion. At least the chickens show up when they say they will and don't argue over corn. Have a good day.
Finally emerged from the shower 37 minutes later because you paid.
A time for Wet Nose Wednesday. Boca in the studio. Let's roll here with James Atkins as soon as I can find James Atkins. Here we go.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Boca, Natalie, Jessica from the Hancock County Humane Society. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. We've got a really friendly Boca. Doggy.
We do.
Tell us about Boca.
Jessica. Very active puppy.
And, as you can tell. Claws too.
Yeah, he is. I don't even know. He's probably pit mix with Oxer.
He is. Yes. So he is definitely like. If anyone is going to watch this video, he's like very active.
Yeah.
He's like a squirmy worm. Jess is holding him, but he is just like. Given like headbutts and like desperately trying to get to Rex because yes. He wants to be in the wires. How was he in the car?
Oh Lord. It was an exciting car ride, we'll say that. I had to manhandle like hold in one place because every time my windshield wipers went by, he's like
chasing the wipers.
He's like trying to attack my windshield wipers. I'm like, oh Lord, please help me on this drive. He's just like, oh, he's cute. He's saying, good thing you're cute. Good thing you're cute.
He is cute. Tan, little white on the nose there, and
yes. So. And he is. How old is he?
He's 15 weeks.
So he is like
a baby.
Puppy.
100% puppy.
Yes.
He is definitely in the mouthing stage. Like he, anything that he can get in his mouth, he's going to, including chins.
Yes.
Wrists.
Fingers, wiper blades.
Wiper blades.
Oh my gosh, he did. He wanted to get it.
So you absolutely, we definitely recommend like when he is adopted, since he's so young, he should learn quickly. Get him into a trainer.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that the whole house is being consistent. Like one person's not allowing him to play with their hands or wrists, and then the next person is like, no. Because he's not gonna know.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put him with little kids because just how mouthy he is, and he doesn't know any better. Like Natalie said, he's just a puppy. But
just
he might unfortunately like nibble a little harder with the littler one, scare him. So
just a little bit.
Now he's ready for a nap.
He got that out. He's winded.
He's winded.
Terrorizing the studio.
Very good.
Rex is gonna need a wheelchair. He was biting on your kneecaps.
Biting at my kneecaps.
But yes, if you're interested in adopting him, you would just come out to the shelter at 4550 Fostoria Avenue. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. We do have our application online. And if you do have other dogs, they would have to come in and meet with him.
I think another dog would be good for him.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Yes, teach him. No, you don't do that.
Probably not best with cats, though.
I mean, my cats pack a mean punch when they need to. So, I mean,
yeah, my
never know.
Dog is still afraid of my cat 5 years later.
So. All right. Very good. All right. Well, last week we had Jack in, right? And how's Jack?
He's still waiting. Still waiting for home? His home.
Yeah, he is. But he's doing good. But he is still waiting. Mm-hmm. So,
very good. Anything coming up? Blessing of the animals?
Yes, we have the blessing of the animals on June 15th, and that's going to be outside of the Humane Society in our memorial garden near the Rainbow Bridge. And we have a a Friar Tuck coming to bless the animals.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's going to be around 3:30.
Okay, very good. Check it all out, HancockHumaneSociety.com.
Yes.
What Day Was Wednesday, Natalie, Jessica, and Boca. Thanks to Legacy Lawn and Pet. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Rex Howard in the morning. 100.5 WKXA.